Hello and welcome to the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also referred to occasionally, sometimes, as J-Bond. With me,
as always, if they don't know by now, they should know. They better know. It's your boy Mike.
Episode 41. We skipped a week, but we're back. We skipped sometimes last week. Yeah, sometimes you just need to take a break. Sometimes you got to be like, hey, what the fuck?
Charge the batteries.
As Tom Cruise would say, sometimes you got to look at life and say, what the fuck? It is Sunday, October 18th, and I have actually been playing quite a bit of video games this past week-ish plus. It's weird. I don't know.
Not enough Destiny, but
I haven't really been playing a whole hell of a lot of I've been playing it. It's like what I play to round out my video game playing, you know?
Right. Like you'll throw it on to catch up and then
not even to catch up, so that I could be like
I'll catch up and then I'll go to something else.
Nah, see, I start with something else and I end on Destiny. You know?
Just round it out.
Yeah. Cause I'm just I don't play Destiny yet, but that's what I'll play till I decide I'm done.
Right.
So I can at least get like an hour or two into different stuff.
Fair enough, yeah.
Like, honestly, though, top 10 games of 2015 in my list is Minecraft Story Mode. And I'm not even joking.
I want to try it.
It's actually really good. Like, and you know, a lot of people are like, I make a story out of a game that doesn't even have a story. Easy, you make it up. Duh. What do you think? Use the lore of Minecraft in its entirety and turn it into a story. Telltale did it. Boom. Easy. Knocked it out of the park. I'm bummed that I can't play like episodes 2, 3, 4, 5. Like I played episode 1 and it's like around 2 hours, maybe like a little less. And I'm like, damn it.
So like
I'm hooked.
Do you still get to craft?
No, so it plays just like any other Telltale game does, you know, as like a story, but they, you know, they have a story that goes through the game. So yes, there are times when you craft as it pertains to the story. Like, there's a part in the story where it's like, trying to think, you need like a sword. And so one of the characters is like, go get, I'm trying to like stop because I know I'm going to sneeze and I don't want to sneeze.
Like basically get the materials. And
No. The character tells you like, hey, make yourself a sword. It's, you know, 2 stones and a stick. The crafting table's right over there. So like you go to the crafting table and you make it. And it's actually really cool the way the mechanic is done. So you're looking at the crafting table and I'm going to sneeze and I'm trying really hard to not sneeze. Just sneeze if you're gonna sneeze. Like, come on, I hate this.
It's like
I'm about to talk and I'm like, well, that's the thing, right? I'm getting ready to cover the mic or like move it out of the way. And hang on a second. All right. Tried to blow my nose, so I won't have to sneeze. So you get to the crafting table, and it's a regular. Everything is as you know it from the universe, right? Graphically speaking.
Right. Yeah.
And so when you go to the crafting table, you're looking at the top of the crafting table, and there's 9 blocks. So you take, you know, you've got like a kind of sort of side left hand sidebar inventory of said items.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take the stone and you put 1 stone and then you put the other stone and you put the square. Now, unlike, you know, regular Minecraft where it's just like you want to make a sword, click sword and just boom, 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 boom. In this, you actually have to put them in a correct pattern on the crafting table, which is cool, right? So to make
the
stone sword, you put 2 stone blocks on top of each other in the center line of the 9-square grid. And then the stick at the bottom, and then it all of a sudden becomes the sword.
Huh.
But like just the kind of animation of how it goes through, it's kind of neat, right? Because like
it's kinda cool,
to make a wooden bow, it's like, you know, you make an arrow basically with wood blocks and then a string and then boom, it's a bow and arrow. And then the same way to make like an arrow. Like, so it's right. That kind of convention is nice that nice. They took that to make stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's only like, at least the way that I played through, there was only like, I think 3 times I used a crafting table.
Ah, gotcha.
You know, and there's the usual like mash.
Right.
You know, mash buttons to do animations or to do whatever. The combat is the only thing in the game that's actually kind of not good.
Mm.
If I had to take points off of it, it would be for the combat. Because there's a few times where
it just like, doesn't work well? Or
yeah. Oh, it doesn't work at all.
Gotcha.
There's a few times where like you like the way you fight some enemies is like you have to angle yourself to see them, and then you have to like time your swing so that like they're in range of you but not too close, because if they're too close it doesn't work, which like come on man.
I'm
pretty sure
okay.
If I swipe a sword when you're in front of me, if you're, like you can't be too close to me to not hit you.
Right.
And then there's like one time where like you just miss, like I just missed it completely, and then I finally got it and progressed through, but you get a lot of life, so it's not like you can't like figure it out. And I feel like they probably gave you a lot of life because
they knew
it was going to take a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. And so one of the characters is Dave Fennoy. You might yes. know him from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Ashley Johnson. Yes. She's in it. And Patton Oswalt,
comedian.
Yeah, he's one of the main characters as well.
Nice.
There's a couple other names I didn't recognize them, but I'm sure somebody else would be like, "Oh, such and such." But it's really good. I like it. Like they took what is an open world sandbox and turned it into like a universe.
Ah, nice.
So it's really cool. It really is cool. I'm pretty happy that I was able to get a chance to review that. So
definitely gonna check it out then.
Yeah, definitely worth it. And by the time you hear this, I'll probably already have done it. But I'm actually gonna be giving away an Xbox One code, but that'll happen probably tonight when I play the game, because I'm gonna stream it. Sure. But and play through again. So if you want to watch, I'll play through again. Yeah, it's too late for everybody else, but you have a chance, Mike.
Correct.
And then I got to open up Steam because I honestly don't remember what I've been playing. I played some CS:GO. I'm trying to
get back into it.
I just want to get in. I want to get out of like rank one, which is funny that I haven't even broke rank one. Well, because I never played Go. I played 1.6 and I played a lot of Source, but
right.
You know, Go I have not put. I've got like 10 hours in Go.
Oh, jeez,
which is not a lot. But like one of my friends was cool and he gave me a stat track weapon, which like I guess it's not like a valuable one, but it's still cool because it tracks your kills. So when you inspect, you know how like in games you can like inspect the weapons and it like turns it sideways.
Yeah.
There's a little digital LCD on the side of stat track weapons, and it shows you how many kills the weapon has with it.
Yeah.
So it's cool because now if I always use that gun, I'll always know how many kills I've gotten with it because it'll always say on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be cool when I get it like above like 10. When I break double digits on this thing.
Yeah.
I think I have like 22 kills with it, but. Whatever, and then I have, like, a cool skin for... He gave me a cool skin for something else. Because basically, anytime I get a case that it, like, just kind of randomly awards you, I just give it to him, and then he'll give me, like, one thing from it. Because you have to... You get the cases randomly in the game, but to open them, you have to buy a key with real money. I'm not about that. So, though I'm getting close, that I'm kind of like, man, I should just like buy a couple keys just to have them.
See what it's like. Yeah.
So that part's kind of neat. The other thing too is if you open a case and you get a sweet weapon, you can turn around and sell it. Like there are some knives that people buy like for hundreds of real dollars.
Oh, Wow.
Yeah. And that's like, that's the thing. Like, that's the economy of Counter-Strike Go, which is cool when you think about how old the game is, that like, that's what they have to do. It's not even about that. That's what they have to do. Like, it's neat. Like, that's super neat to have a weapon that has, you know, specialized skins. And there's like, so there's like factory new versions, or you can end up with like one that's like kind of worn, or it doesn't affect like the performance of the gun. It's all aesthetic.
No, it's just like a visual. Yeah. It's still kind of cool though.
Yeah, super cool. So he gave me a factory new MP7. Nice. And while many people are going, oh, MP7 is shit, like, I actually kind of like the gun. So I'm not going to complain. So I played a lot of CSGO, a little bit, well, I don't say a lot, played a little bit of CSGO, played Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time. That's another game I'm working on a review of, because that's a fun game. It's a couch co-op game, but you can play with the AI, and it's not impossible. Like, the AI is actually pretty good.
It actually, yeah.
So, and then I played a little We Happy Few. That's still in, like, alpha/beta from Compulsion. But I've been in it since PAX, so every once in a while I let it update and jump in and see what's up. It's coming along nicely.
Nice. That's coming to console, right? Is that just
PC? Yeah, it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be Xbox One though.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it's gonna be PS4 first. I think because they were at the ID at Xbox event, and not that every single game at the ID at Xbox One event has some exclusivity with Microsoft,
right.
I have to imagine that there's probably
some kind of deal.
Yeah, because I mean, it seems like, you know, much like how PlayStation does it, there's a lot of exclusive stuff going on with Microsoft, and they're starting to kind of take cues from Sony that, like, that's a good idea. We should do that. Right. We should pay people to only make games for our console. Like, no shit. Come on, man. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. What? Never mind. nobody's probably like, is he singing Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, like, no one gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, and playing. I played 20XX, the Mega Man game. I actually, it says I've only played 3 hours, but I feel like I've played it a bazillion times. But, like, maybe each run I do is, like, 10 or 20 minutes, and I'll play, like, one or two runs, and then I kind of jump out.
Jump out, yeah.
Not to say that, like, the game doesn't hold my attention, but, like, I generally, that's just how I play. I play, like, a run, see how far I can go.
Right.
Like, redo it, or, like, I'll do, like, the daily challenge, and then I'll just play, like, a regular run. So maybe that. Maybe it's probably a lot more plays than what 3 hours is worth.
Yeah.
Your mileage may vary. And then, yeah, so Minecraft Story Mode, played some Uncharted Collection. That's pretty good. Big fan. It's been long enough. I said it before. I'll say it again. I hate remasters. I really do. And it's definitely in other podcasts I've brought up that I think remasters are dumb. But
it's been covered.
Uncharted has actually been long enough that I'm like playing Uncharted 1 and I'm not like just stomping right through it. Like, I know the story, I know how it plays out, but like, there are certain things that I'm like, I think there was a trophy or like a hidden treasure thing over here,
right?
And then like, I'm usually right that there is. But like, it's not like it's so fresh in my mind that I remember every line, like, El goddamn Dorado, you know. Which is nice. So that part's nice. And I'm pacing myself really well. Like, I haven't even finished the first Uncharted yet. I played, like, a handful of chapters, and then, like, I kind of let it sit. Because I know that if I just, like, keep playing, I'll play right through them all. And I don't really want to do that. I want to kind of
let it sit a little while.
Yeah, let it simmer, because it has been a while. So this is we're going to go in the Wayback Machine. Another reference none of these damn kids will get. The first game I ever got on my PlayStation 3 was with my PlayStation 3. It was a Christmas bundle that my parents got me from Costco wholesale, which is like BJ's. Not that kind of BJ's. Get your head out of the gutter. Stay with me. And it was the PS3 and Uncharted Drake's Fortune.
Ah.
So that is the literal first game I ever played on the PlayStation 3, as far as I can recall. Because, like, there was a huge, for me, there was a huge gap in time between when I had a PS2 and a PS3. I did not just jump right on. Like, because that PS3 was a Slim. It was a PS3 Slim.
Gotcha.
I want to say... See, the problem is I want to say it was like 2009 when I got my PS3. And maybe that is when I got it. But I just... I'm not 100% on that.
Got me beat.
But it was... Yeah, I mean, because it was that was around the time when I think that I'm trying to like. It's the problem is like I got my PS. I remember getting the PS3. I remember Uncharted Fortune being awesome. Then I had GameFly. Then it was like the tester on Sony season 3 that I caught. And then that was how I found Radio PlayStation. And that was how I met like all these people. And then like fast forward another few years, and like we're here.
Yeah.
So it's like thanks, Naughty Dog. Mm-hmm. You did that. You know, so anyway, right. So like Uncharted Drake's Fortune has like a little bit of there's a lot of nostalgia for me because it was the first game I had on a PS3.
First game, yeah.
You know, I played it over and over, and no, I didn't play it on fucking hard and brutal and crushing and like platinum it. I just played it to enjoy it,
right?
You know,
it's nice to revisit it.
Yeah, so it's nice to go back and see it in like 60 frames.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's say quote unquote HD.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look a lot, I guess, prettier.
It just looks smoother. Everything looks smoother, you know? Like all the assets that probably looked really cheap back in the day because they only had like 512 megs of RAM, like now they look awesome. Now everything just looks better.
Better.
So
I did still notice a few issues on my playthrough, but other than that, it's not like a big deal.
Yeah, it's not something you'll sit there and
yeah, it's not something you'll sit there twice. And just, all right, whatever, I'm selling it.
Yeah, or no, whatever, I wouldn't sell it. Well, everybody's getting it because they want the Uncharted thing, Uncharted 4, which I don't blame them. I honestly was going to buy it just to get the Uncharted 4 multiplayer too, and then I lucked out, and by the grace of serendipity, I was given a copy of the game. So
I purchased mine.
I was not expecting that. It was funny because the person that had given it to me, I was like, you're not going to believe this, but like my birthday is in like 2 days. And nice. the game came out the day before my birthday, and they were like, well, it's serendipity then. And I was like, there we go. You know? So that was pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Thanks. You know who, even though I don't think you listen to the podcast. Too busy. I've been bouncing around across a lot of games, but I do always end up back at Destiny.
Destiny, yep.
So, otherwise, it's just been a lot of work. A lot of real-life work.
Yeah.
Did you ever finish... You finished Metal Gear, right?
Phantom Pain?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'm still letting that simmer.
Why? Did you get to, like, one of the parts where you're afraid that it's gonna, like, glitch out, or have they patched all that stuff?
No, as far as I know, they patch you. I'll play it. I'll do like a few missions, few whatever side missions, and then be like, I'll play something else. Mm-hmm. I'll let it simmer. Like, I'm not even, according to a friend of ours, I haven't beat chapter one or whatever. Because it's in chapters.
How many hours are you in? If you had to guess, 40, 20, 30, 100?
Maybe 100.
Really?
That's only, but that's just side stuff.
But I'm just saying,
if I could guess, yeah, and I think I'm only 37-38% in, maybe. So,
that's a lot.
Not even under halfway.
It's a lot.
I'm still enjoying it. Played a little bit of Metal Gear Online, which is. Like a poor man's Call of Duty.
What do you mean? To be honest.
Like, it plays like Call of Duty.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's not first person, though.
No. It's like a third person Call of Duty, which... It's not terrible, but...
Are there multiple game... Like, what kind of game... Like, run me through the game modes. What do we got? Do we have, like, your standard team deathmatch?
Like, if it's bounty something where you kill so many, you get a bounty.
Okay.
But you can... Bolt to them and get their bounty or something like that. And then there's a it's like a capture the flag basically, but mm-hmm. one side's invisible and then the other side can only use heavy weapons to defend or whatever, defend that capture point. And then the third one is basically, what's that match called? You where you have the 3 points or whatever, and you just take them and hold them.
Oh, like domination, like, basically.
Like domination and control. Yeah, basically like that. I think it's like data something. I don't remember.
Gotcha.
Essentially, just standard match types.
So, so it's like control in Destiny, then basically. You basically control the three zones, and then
you get points and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, that's not
basically like a Call of Duty mix with Metal Gear.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It's not bad though. I do like it.
But it's in third person.
But it's in third person. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You could. Customization, of course. You could change all your armor, color, weapons.
Now, when you go into Metal Gear Online, is it like Iron Banner in Destiny, where like your level of a character is based on your PvE stuff, or is PvP kind of like, how does that work for like weapons and things like that?
It always, like, I think I'm only like level 5 now, but it'll throw me in the game with like level 10s, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a skill-based thing. It's just,
okay,
here you go, you're in the game.
Gotcha.
And then when you first boot in, you go into like a free mode, so you can try out your layout or your loadout and customize your character and all that.
Gotcha.
So it's not too bad. I like it. I wish there was a little bit more to it, but...
You wish there was what?
A little bit more to it.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more meat to it. Maybe some more match types. But
you think it's something they'll add in, or do you think that basically because Konami is done, this is kind of it?
I think they might, over time, they'll add stuff in. Maybe change it up a bit. Revise it. Mm. At least I'd like to hope.
Right. Yeah, you like to hope that they'll get back into it. Did you see the Star Wars thing? Did you see the Star Wars poster?
Yes.
Everyone's freaking out about it.
Skywalker's not on it.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody's saying. They're like...
That, and then there's a third Death Star.
Yeah, the new Death Star, yep.
I think there's a secret in that poster that no one's realizing.
Probably.
Like, Luke's probably in there, but no one realizes who he really is yet. Is what I think it is.
Yeah, Luke's the chick in the middle. He just had his hair dyed and long. This is before he cut his hair and dyed it blonde. Yeah, and the everyone's like, oh man, a black Jedi. But apparently he's in the first three. Like, I'm not like people who are listening who are like, oh, how can you say that? I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. Like, I'm a big,
right.
Like, I think it's great. I think it's, mm-hmm. like, Star Wars is fun, but, like, I'm not the first person to go to when you need, like, Star Wars knowledge or trivia. I wouldn't get everything wrong. I'd just be like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah. Han Solo.
Yeah, everything's Han Solo.
Yeah.
And the bears. Wookiees. Ewoks.
The little Ewoks.
Yeah, and all they say is Houdini, because apparently they're fans of magic. Houdini! I like Solo. Apparently it's like Houdini, but whatever, I don't care.
Same.
It's Houdini. Whatever. It's Houdini to me. Yeah, I don't know. The Death Star, the Millennium Falcon, X-Wings, the dude with the sword, with the hilt lasers.
His little Claymore lightsaber.
Yeah. Is Luke the fucking dude in the center, in the dead center, in the X-Wing pilot suit?
No.
That's not him?
That's not him.
Okay. Am I the only one that thinks Carrie Fisher hasn't aged well?
No, I agree.
She doesn't, like, she did, like, Han Solo, you look at him and you're like, it's fucking Han Solo. Looking like a fucking great, a silver fox, as they would say.
And then Leia over here, yucking it up.
Leia's definitely yucking it up. Like, with the weird hairdo and everything, it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah. Your brother's a Jedi, do something.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, do something.
So that's, whatever. Star Wars is cool. It's going to be awesome. People are going to freak out. I'm still probably not going to go see it in theaters, because...
I will, because I'm that kind of.
No, I just I, like I haven't actually seen. So here's again, everybody, right? Just hope you're sitting down for this. I have not been to a movie in a movie theater probably in 5 years, maybe five. If I'm being conservative, could be more. I really don't remember. And I had this. I was a guest on Huevo Moose's podcast, The Gaming Sofa, probably like a couple years ago, and like we were having a discussion then about like what was the last movie you saw in theaters, and I was like, ah, God, when was Reagan president?
Right?
Because like I don't,
You just
I was
don't
like
go.
it was yeah, I don't go. Like the only time I ever go see movies is like when I'm dating somebody, and since I haven't dated somebody in a while, I haven't been to the movies, and I'm not going alone. Let's just.
Yeah.
I don't care if it makes me less of a man. I don't go to
It's
movies
not
alone,
even
okay?
that.
It
It's
looks
just
fucking
weird.
weird.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Like, you want to know who, like, people are questioning what the fuck they're there for? It's the fucking old guy. When I say old, like, the guy who's not supposed to be at, like, the Peanuts movie alone, okay? You know, the
Yeah.
guy who's at a kids movie with no kids or no
Oh,
girlfriend.
it's like all the people that go to the Pixar movies
Yeah.
here in the next few years, and it's like you see the families, and then you see like the
The
dude.
single dude who's just chilling with his
Yeah, or
pop.
like the
Like,
dude and his buddy that are excited for Cars 4 or whatever.
I guess the difference with Pixar movies is that, like, everybody collectively loves Pixar movies, and everybody loves Star Wars. So I don't think it would be weird to go see, like, Star Wars or, you know, a Disney movie alone. There are other movies, I think, that are in the same realm of, like, their kids' movies, but, like, you know, when you're going without a kid, it's kind of weird. Like, everybody collectively, I think, agrees that
Going like the
Cars
Muppets or
10,
something.
you know, you can go see Cars 10 by yourself. Like, who the fuck doesn't love Cars? I love
Right.
Cars. Big fan. Lightning McQueen, baby. Mr. the King. So I just, yeah, I won't go see movies alone. No.
No, fair enough. Yeah, I think
I
about
also
it.
don't want to pay 15 bucks. Like,
It's like 12 here, I think.
it's like, I think the movie theater down the street from me is like 15 bucks.
Jeez, for no. Unless it's like Ultra HD and
It's just like, I mean,
share
it's one
something.
of the like, it's, I want to say it's like, it's one of the nice movie theaters. It's probably your typical movie theater in like 2015. I haven't been to a movie theater in so long. I don't know what they're like.
Yeah.
Who the hell am I to judge? No, that movie theater, it's, you know, the problem is I want to be like, oh, it was built recently. And I'm sitting here being like, I went to that movie theater when I was like 18. So it's got to be, it's been there for at least a decade. I know that much.
Upgraded and prices
But you know,
change.
it was nice then, and it's probably still nice now because, you know, they update them and whatever. Like, they're nice screens. You know, there's a couple movie theaters that are like fairly small and kind of awkward seating wise. You know, some of them where like the angle is just weird. So like, unless you're in like halfway through the seats, you're just like looking up at this fucking screen, and then it
Right.
sucks.
Yep.
I don't know why they don't just make the chairs angled at that point. Like, just fucking push the row like the fourth for like the closest row where it starts. Just push it forward like a
It's
foot,
like
and then
half the
just
seat,
angle
yeah.
all the seats so
Right,
that
yeah.
everybody's at least you're sitting at a weird angle, but you're at the angle of looking at the damn screen.
Right, yeah, because our chairs here, they recline kind of.
Yeah,
Like
these at
can't like
this movie
obviously
theater
do.
they don't.
Oh, rough. Maybe
And
that's like
then,
15 bucks. I need to
yeah.
pay for new
So it's
seats.
like 15 bucks, and like I'm not the guy who's like brought in my own snacks, motherfuckers, and like pulling out like four bags of candy out of like your fucking like pant leg because you just like duct taped it to your thigh.
Right.
I don't do that. I'll just buy the stuff there. But what
Upon
I do is I
recommendation.
just don't buy it because it's a ripoff. You know,
Because
maybe
it's like,
I'll get some snow cones because I'm like,
it's the
man, I don't know where
same
the fuck else I can
fucking
get snow
shit.
cones.
Walmart, I think, here still
No,
sells them.
I was, it was a joke.
Oh, no, yeah,
Who
I get you. I get
who the fuck likes, if you like snow cones, stop listening to this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Listen to it twice. Yeah, but like, you know, I remember like, you know, ex-girlfriends would be like, oh, what do you want? I'll just throw it in my bag and we'll just like sneak it in. And I'm
Oh,
like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, because they don't
yeah.
check the purses.
No, they don't.
So,
They don't check the purses.
yeah.
But it's just like one of those things where I'm just like, you know, the movie theaters, the tickets are $15 because you won't buy the damn candy. Like, they have to make money somewhere.
Right.
Usually what I do, though, is, and this is what I would do, I suppose, when I was dating somebody, because I'd be like, hey, babe, toots, sweetheart, what do you like to drink? You know, you want some Mountain Dew? Coca-Cola? No diet. I won't compromise. No diet. But I will drink a Mr. Pibb if that's what you prefer tonight, because we're going to splurge for this movie. Even though it's probably a movie that you want to see, and I don't, because I don't like to leave my house.
I'm just trying to get laid.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get it in, okay? It's like, I'm not even going to deny it, all right? It's just the way it works. You don't go see chick flicks because you're actually excited to see them.
God, no.
Although I will say that movie with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock back in the day, whatever the hell it was called, where they like fake that they're married, they fake they're engaged, so she doesn't get deported because she's like Canadian. But then, like through the magic of movies, they fall in love anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's the thing that I really hate about movies these days, and this is the root of the problem. I hate that movies are bullshit. All right, the fat kid doesn't always end up with the hot girls. Okay. Shit. In like 2 hours' time, he totally wins her over. No, fuck that. It's bullshit. All right?
There's some miracle stories, I'm sure.
No, somewhere. I mean, there's tons of people who aren't shallow like me, but...
right, no, I get you.
Like, I'm just like, tired of seeing, like,
unrealistic tones.
Yeah. No, my thing is just, like, every fucking Adam Sandler movie is he's the dopey loser and then who wins over the hottest person in the movie.
Right.
And it's like, how? Come on. Right. He's got to get denied once or twice in his life, okay? Right. He can't win everything. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's better that movies are positive. Because, like, as a person who's, like, super negative, like, at least somebody gets something to look forward to in these goddamn movies. But, I don't know. I doubt I will see Star Wars in the movie theaters, though. I just...
It should get dragged to it.
Yeah, I mean, I might get... who knows? By the grace of God, I can end up with, like, a girlfriend in the next year or so who's like, I want to go see Star Wars. And I'll be like, all right, fine.
That's good.
But it's, like, one of those things I just don't even... it's not even, like, that I don't want to go to the movies. I just don't care. I'd rather like wait and watch it in the comfort of my own home and know that I can like pause it or rewind or like drink. I mean, I suppose there's movie theaters that have alcohol, but like, you know, to have a drink or whatever, like, you know, I'm not going to miss a portion of the movie because like I had to go to the bathroom or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Cause she's paused that bitch.
Yeah. You know, nobody's going to kick me out for making out. That's probably not going to happen anyways. Am I kidding?
Not with that attitude.
No, not with that attitude. you know, so it's like, I just... And it really is because it's fucking stupid expensive. Like, you know, $15 to see a movie that's like 2 hours long.
2 hours, yeah. But so do I get some out of it?
That's my thing. It's like, I feel like I'm not getting $15 out of it.
Yeah,
because like I wait like a few weeks, I can buy the DVD for like $15 and watch it a million times.
Right, same price. Yeah.
So that's my whole. That's my thing, and then, so that's like again, I'm not saying movies are awful, and I don't really care. You can go see a movie, go see it 10 times. Some people may go see it a million times because they'll be like, "Oh, you guys are going, I'll go see it again. Why not?" Yeah, I don't know. I would much rather just, like, chill in my house and not do it. Like, it's one of those things, like, I love going out to eat because I like going and people watching. But, like, you can't people watch the same way in a movie theater.
God, no.
You know? Because it's fucking dark. You can't see shit.
Right.
So I can't be like, look at that dork over there with his glasses. Look at that guy. Because then somebody's going to be like, shh.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I'm talking quietly, and you're like, shh, 4 times louder than me. Why don't you shh yourself? Shh. hate no those shushing. People. I hate those people.
The shushers.
I've been shushed before. I got shushed before the fucking movie even started, too. That was great. I literally looked at the person like, it's the fucking previews.
Right.
In case you were wondering. Like, right. God forbid I fuck up your ability to hear the movie trivia questions on the screen right now.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
That's why I don't go to movies anymore, ever since the shushing. There's not enough in it for me. If I could afford to, I would go eat every night. Except then you get fat because you really have to like be smart about what you eat. Make food yourself that's like better than just eating. I mean, that's not to say that you can't be healthy eating out every night. It's just it's expensive and it's, you know, ultimately you're gonna be like, get two of these or let me give me the dessert menu. What do we got? Give me a cake of some kind or just a bowl of ice cream.
Right.
You know, give me like six Pepsis because like you drink far more than you ever would at a restaurant than you will.
A restaurant you would at home. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't drink like a 2-liter bottle of soda with my meals at home, but I do when I'm out to eat. It's like, yeah, these refills are free, right? Oh, man. Speaking of, and this like brings me back. You ever been to a Red Robin?
Yep.
That strawberry lemonade they have. It's dangerous, my friend.
Never had their strawberry lemonade.
It's dangerous. Don't do it because you'll be like six down and you'll be like, I have to pee really bad, but I'm going to wait until I get a refill first and drink like four more and then go to the bathroom.
Then go to the bathroom. Like, jeez.
And they're free refills. Like, but it's, and they can like, at least in the particular Red Robin that I was at when I was at PAX Prime, like, they came in these, like, fancy glasses, and I was like, can you just put it in a regular glass? Because I feel like I'm getting half as much in this fancy glass than if you just give me the regular, like, you know, hexagon-shaped glasses.
Normal.
Just give me one of those, because it probably is, like, four times as much lemonade in the glass than your fancy ones.
That's how they do it.
So I drink, like, 10 of the fancy glasses when it's probably, like, 3 of the normal ones, and I'm tired of having to ask you for refills.
Right.
Why don't you just wheel out the strawberry lemonade machine, put it right next to my table, and I'll just refill it myself.
Right.
Bring out a pitcher. I'd be okay with the pitcher. Just put a straw in it. I'll drink from the pitcher. It's free refills. What difference does it make?
Right.
You know. Don't try to stop me by giving me these fancy glasses. Just bring it. I should have said to her, just bring out two.
Right.
And like the fries. It's like unlimited fries. So I'm just like, man.
Yeah, you just get a drink and then get bottomless fries if you don't want a meal.
No, I really like. I just like I like when they first brought out the burger. I'm like, that's not a lot of fries. And my friend's like, they're bottomless. And I'm like, what? I'm like, how do you? And like as I say it, she's like, here's more fries, and just throws like a huge plate of fries on the table. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
So that's how it works.
That's how it works.
Not bad. Like so. Anyways, I like Red Robin. Big fan. There isn't one that's like super close to me. It's probably like maybe 40 minutes away, I'm thinking. But there's going to be a Buffalo Wild Wings like a stone's throw from me now. It's going to be fantastic.
That's either a good thing or a bad
it's
thing.
It's both. It's going to be really good and really bad because I'm going to eat a lot of Buffalo Wild Wings. Which is a good thing, but it's also a bad thing because it's a lot of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wings.
So.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to go on Wing Thursday or whatever when they're like 50 cents a piece.
50 cents a piece, yep. I think it's like one day is boneless, the other day is just traditional.
Exactly. It alternates between traditional and boneless.
Something like that, yeah.
Big fan. So shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings.
And Red Robin for their strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, Red Robin strawberry lemonade. Like, it's one of those things, like, and the funny thing was when I got it, the guy I was with was like, yeah, it kind of looks like a girly drink with the glass they give you. He's like, but everyone else who's laughing at you, he's like, they don't know what they're missing. And I'm just like, and I like took one sip and I was like, no, they don't.
No, they don't.
America.
Make fun of me all you want.
Yeah, this is fucking delicious. Yeah. It really was good. It's one of those things, like, I always just want to know why some restaurants don't just bottle it and put it in the stores.
You'd think.
Like, I'll just go buy it from...
Because I know Red Robin sells our seasoning.
Yeah, they sell the seasoning and stuff. And, like, Buffalo Wild Wings does, too. They sell the sauces. But, yeah. I don't know why they don't just, like...
Bottle up lemonade.
Yeah, like let me just go get a 2-liter bottle of strawberry lemonade, you know? Like, because it's delicious, and I would do that. I would buy it.
Well, it's like Taco Bell says they're Baja Blast now. So maybe it needs to be in a high demand.
Wait, you mean the Mountain Dew Baja Blast?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was Taco Bell only.
Yeah,
it's Taco Bell. At the time.
At the time, yeah. It was Taco Bell only.
Did not know that. I just thought it was Mountain Dew with their weird flavors.
Chained it up and started selling it.
If it's not regular Mountain Dew, get
fun. Not interested.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I usually don't drink Mountain Dew often anyway, so...
It's like the only thing... Like, I honestly only pretty much consume Mountain Dew.
I think I'm more of a Sprite kind of guy.
I don't mind Sprite. It's too fizzy, though. It's, like, super fizzy. That's why I don't like Coke. I actually prefer and I know people are going to be like, oh, my God. I prefer Pepsi over Coke because Coke is too bubbly. It makes me burp a lot more than Pepsi does.
Hmm.
So, that's why I like Pepsi. It's a little smoother, you know? They both go flat in, like, 20 minutes after you open the damn bottle, so whatever. And yes, I know, if I taste tested them, I would know which one is which. I think most people these days would know what's Coke and what's Pepsi. But I do find that Pepsi just doesn't burn as much. But it's different. Like, if I'm drinking it from a bottle, Pepsi. If I'm drinking it at a... restaurant, it doesn't matter. It's literally right. 6-in-1 because I'm drinking from a straw, and it's because it's in like an open cup, maybe, and it's got a lot of ice. I don't know if that mitigates it, but kind of irrelevant. But
looked at it like that.
Yeah, I just think it's because when you drink through a straw, you're drinking through like a narrow diameter, so you're not getting like hit with this blast all the carbonation and the like fizziness, you're not getting hit with that, which is why I don't like Sprite because it's like so, it's super fizzy.
I don't know.
It's
every
like
time I'm sick,
like you're drinking
Sprite, settles my stomach.
Alcohol. Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's usually when I drink it.
I'll drink flat Coke is what basically just cola syrup, which is designed to settle your stomach. You can go buy it from, like, the grocery store or, like, CVS. It's a little bottle called cola syrup, and it basically is just flat soda. So I used to just always keep, like, one bottle of Coke in the fridge that was flat so that, like, when my stomach was bothering me, I could just drink, like, a little bit of that, and it would kind of settle it out.
Ah.
The more you know. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I obviously our shout-outs are Red Robin for their delicious strawberry lemonade and Buffalo Wild Wings for delicious wings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have any additional shout-outs.
Nintendo for Super Mario Maker, because that game's my jam, son.
Yep. I know. My brother was asking me about it, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty sweet. He was like, "Why isn't there?" His immediate reaction was, "Why isn't there a Link Maker?" And I was like, "Because some dickhead would make the Water Temple Part 2, and I would immediately want to kick him in the balls."
Yeah, exactly. Murder.
That's why. That's why. Because somebody would be like, "I made the Water Temple." No.
Haha.
No. Yeah.
Get out. Just get out.
Just go. Even, you know, Shigeru Miyamoto would be like, "Absolutely not."
Yeah. Take that. No, you cannot upload that. Fuck you.
Cannot upload this level. I cannot get Jiggy to this shit.
I don't care if you can beat it.
Yeah, exactly. You can beat it. Nobody else can. That was what made my brother sad when I told him that. I was like, you can't actually make levels just to fuck with people. He was like, what do you mean? I was like, you have to be able to complete it.
You have to beat it, yeah.
You have to beat the level before it can be uploaded. And he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, nice try. They thought about that. They thought about all the people who are going to be giant a-holes and just make these levels. It's just like a wall of fire. It's like, go ahead, get through it.
Yeah.
Which now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, well, you just put a star in front of it, and then you have to run through the fire.
Oh, that's a good idea.
With him, and then the best part was that in the giant wall of fire, you'd have to have invisible star blocks. So then you'd have to figure out where they are so that you can keep the star going for invincibility to make it through the level.
Good idea.
You're welcome, everybody.
I'm trying that.
This is why I wish I was hired by a company to do cool shit, because I'd be like, 90% of the time, I'd be like looking at cars I can't afford on whatever the local car dealership is. Because I'd be like, man, I really want this car. But then like 10% of the time, I'd be like, hey, here's a really good idea. And then everyone would be like, damn, that is a really good idea.
Damn, good idea.
But like 90% of the time, it's just going to be me just playing Destiny and looking at like cars online.
Kind of yucking it up.
Like, it's true. So yesterday I was on Herb Chambers, which is like one of the biggest, he's one of the biggest car dealer guys in Massachusetts. And, you know, I just hit like makes, and he has a lot of high-end cars too. So he's got like Aston Martins, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Maseratis, McLarens, things like that. Because he sells like every basically car menu. It's like him and Bach are the two like bigger car company guys. And they sell all the major brands, whatever. But they both have like high-end models. So I always go to Herb, and I just did all makes, and I scroll and look through the list because he sells a lot of used high-end cars. And I'm like, AM General. I'm like, AM General is Hummer. That's what Hummer's H1s are. It was AM General. And I'm like, that's AM General because it's like at the top of the list. And so I click on it, and he's got an AM General Hummer. It's an H1. It's the wagon with a closed top, and it's 70 grand. And I'm like, fuck, I need 70 grand right now because I wanted it. Like, I would totally pimp an H1. Like, in a heartbeat, I would drive an H1. I don't even care. Like, people be like, oh, this is a small dick. Like, I don't even care. I drive a fucking Hummer.
Wait, isn't the H1 like the isn't that the like, military?
Yes, the military one. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, that, yeah. Yeah, no, that's the good one.
Yeah,
that's
the H1 is the good one. Yeah. The H2s are the big ass. You know, it's basically just an oversized Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah.
Because it's literally built on a I think it's built on the Suburban frame, but it's basically the size of a Tahoe. But it's just like wider and boxier and whatever. They kind of look dumb. For a while, my family really wanted to get one when they first came out. And like, it's just like, it was so dumb. I was like, well, I would just buy like a Tahoe and pocket the difference. Yeah. It's the same reason why I would never, like, not that anyone at this point cares about our discussion on like movies and cars, but I would, like, unless I was super super wealthy and had like lots of money, I don't think I'd ever buy an Escalade. I would buy a Tahoe and pocket like 20 grand and be like, it's the same damn thing.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, okay, the headlights don't look as cool and it doesn't say Cadillac on it, but like effectively they are the same vehicle.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Like, right.
You know,
so I'm not paying for
but I don't.
The
I'm
name.
Not gonna pay for the name exactly.
Yeah,
it's like yes, it is cool when I see people rolling around, rolling dirty, riding dirty, in Escalades. But
Escalades.
I'd drive a Tahoe.
Yeah.
Plus, I also hate that, like, and maybe if I was wealthy, I feel like wealthy people don't care as much. I'd be still worried to be like, oh, somebody's gonna nick my Escalade, like somebody's gonna nick my. Like, if somebody nicked my Hummer, I'd be like, whatever. Pfft, it's a goddamn Hummer.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to have scratches. Ugh. You can only ride. You can only sit in this thing if you have a beard. Or you're a lady. Giggity, giggity. But, yeah, I totally would. Ah, man, I would have a blast driving a Hummer. The problem is I'd always be like, let's just take your car. This thing pisses, this thing pisses through gas.
We can go around the block real quick, and then we gotta go get your car.
Yeah, and then we're gonna take your car anywhere else. Or I'd just be like, it doesn't fit in any parking lot.
Right.
Or you just have to, like, you just have to valet it everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Like, I would never want to take a Hummer into the city of Boston. Not in a heartbeat. Outside of the city, there's pretty much nowhere that I couldn't go. You know, because I live in the burbs. But, oh man, no way. I would never want to bother with that in the city. It'd be like it would be like literally driving a bus.
Basically.
Like, even like I've had to drive, I mean, have had to. I used to, like, for a good while drive the pickup truck into the city, and it's doable. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it is just a pain in the ass, cuz you're like, I have to park somewhere. and like no, like I are like you go and you park the car and you're like someone's gonna ding the car because like it takes up the whole space. There's just no way.
Dang.
So it's like you, it's like one of those things where you go into this knowing that like I'm probably gonna get scratches on the car today,
right?
Because like you just don't like there's no other way to do it. It's not like I can take two spaces. So then you get ticketed or something.
Yeah. So you don't want to be that guy.
No. And I don't want to be that guy anyways. Like, whatever. Yeah. So I, whatever. I'm a car guy. So whatever. It is what it is. Car guy. I'm a gun guy. I'm a games guy. I'm a food guy. I'm a guy's guy. I think it's, okay. It's like nobody can see me because I'm making like the most asshole-ish kind of like gesture about myself. Just like, yeah, I'm a guy's guy. Fuck, people love, bitches love me. Bitches love my new haircut. Yeah, this collar's pop because I'm the fucking man and everyone should know it. Jaeger bombs and what is it? Jaeger bombs and what did he say? He said, we're going to be drinking Jaeger bombs and something all fucking night.
I don't remember. I'm going to have to rewatch it. Bud Light, maybe. I don't know.
Nah, I don't even.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Fuck. Whatever. I'm going to be drinking Jaeger bombs. All fucking. My boy's coming out. They all got the same haircut.
Someone looks at you wrong. Start a fucking fight.
Yeah, I grunt when I get my swell on at the gym. So everyone see how jacked and tan I am. No, I'm the antithesis of that guy.
The goddamn.
So I'm just like, I'll have a water. Except I won't have a water. I'll have a Mountain Dew. That's like one of the most, like, well, I'm going to end on this note because I don't want to keep going on with dumb things. Because nobody ever tweets at us being like, I love how dumb you guys are in your podcast. Feel free to tweet us at the DG Cast and tell us because otherwise we really don't know. And none of you seemingly ever tell us anything. It's really frustrating. Somebody just tweet it. Tweet that you've listened. Please. Right. Let us know. I see that people download the podcast, but nobody is ever like, hey, not bad. Or like, hey, you should talk about this. Or stop talking. Just stop. Don't.
Just an hour of no audio.
Yeah. I'll introduce the show and then we'll just sit there and go, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the next guest we have just talking along.
I don't even know what I was going to say. Whatever. Fuck it. It's over.
about covers
yeah, it. I was going to say, shout outs to Red Robin for their delicious beverages and Buffalo Wild Wings for their delicious wings. You can find us on Twitter at the DGCast, on the interwebs at www.thedgcast.com. You can find us on youtube.com/C/thedgcast, where I will really actually be better about posting the videos. I'm just gonna now post them all at the same time because it seems like that's probably the easiest method, because then I'm doing it all at once and I'm like, whatever. I was trying to stagger it because I want people to download it from iTunes rather than get it off YouTube, but at this point it doesn't matter. I did finally get my replacement Elgato. I'm having trouble with OBS and I think it's a Windows 10 thing.
Oh,
according to a couple of my friends.
So
I'm trying out Elgato's new software because they have a 3.0 beta that has like a green screen for your camera and it has like a Twitch alerts thing. So I'll be able to have all that stuff. I just kind of have to get it all set up for that because I basically have been set up for OBS forever. And like I can do PC stuff through OBS. I just don't generally play a lot of PC stuff because none of the PC stuff I play for long periods of time, and I don't want to stream for like 20 minutes. Like, and that's my problem is like, it's much easier for me to play like a console game for long periods of time than to play like a PC. Like, because again, like 20XX, I love the game, but I only play for like 20, 30 minutes at a time. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, there's no point to stream. Like, in CSGO, I'm not good enough, so nobody's going to want to watch me. Neither here nor there. Follow us on Twitter at the DGCast. Tell us what's up. Follow us on our website. You can comment on the website. You can put comments below the podcasts, the reviews. I have a bunch of PS reviews. I have a bunch of reviews for some PlayStation stuff, for some PC stuff. Because I do a lot of real life crap work stuff, I often get sidetracked. So I'm working on that. But yeah, so follow us on social networks. Tell us what's up. Do you have anything else to say?
No, that's about it.
Okay. So that is it for episode 41 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast. And we will catch you
on the flip.